What is the present membership of the band?
We have about 84 members in the band right now, and we'll take that many to this year's contest, we think.
What is the largest number you've had with the band?
We've had as many as 110, which is a little bit crowded for our band rehearsal room. But when our high school authorities took the ninth grade from the senior high school and moved it to the junior high school, within 1 year they cut it down from 110 to 52. We've since that been building it back up, and we have it now to 84.
So you say that numbers are not important.
Numbers up to a certain point are helpful, provided the students can all play their instruments properly. When you get beyond 70 or 80 or 90, you're merely duplicating what you have, and you run the risk of having a lack of precision if some student is earlier or later than some other student. One student can muddy up the playing of another student, and too big a number is likely to involve that unless they're very, very fine players.
Could you name some of the many famous musicians who have performed with the Lenoir High School Band through the years?
We've been very fortunate in having a number of capable musicians who have worked with us. Percy Granger, during his lifetime, came to Lenoir and gave a concert with the Lenoir High School Band. Part of the time he was playing the piano, part of the time he was playing the piano with band, part of the time he was conducting the band. The students were greatly thrilled to work under his stick and looked forward to that as a great experience. Another case that we had of notable who worked with us was John Tyers, a baritone of New York City, who gave a concert with the Lenoir High School Band, and when he was take his train to leave, the band took him in their bus as far as Hickory and gave him a send-off. Another one was Elwood Gary, who was a tenor and who sang with the band. Possibly the biggest thrill the band had in all was singing with the Metropolitan Opera star Dorothy Kirsten, who came to Lenoir and gave a concert with the band. Her brother, George Kirsten, who at that time was our assistant band director, conducted the numbers that she sang in, and the rest of us handled the numbers in which she was between her numbers.
Captain Harper, what are some of your favorite band compositions?
A good many early works were written for the small bands of the 1890s to 1900, which were usually brass, very small woodwind sections, and they're rather crude arrangements as we would want them now with our larger symphonic bands. A good many of those older numbers have been, many of them were transcriptions of orchestral works, and a great many of them have been rewritten or reorganized since that to take care of modern instrumentation. The early composers wrote prolifically for the orchestra, but very sparingly for the band, because the band of that day was a very crude affair. Even in my early experience, the old instruction books were full of hints on how to compensate for an out-of-tune instrument, and most of the manufactured instruments of that day were out of tune. That's all been drastically changed. The manufacturers have come a long way in developing fine instruments now, well in tune, and the instruction books today don't have that sort of hints in them. But the larger bands, of full symphonic size, require bigger instrumentation for their music, and more sheets, more library space, and all of that sort of thing. And so, consequently, a great many of these older numbers have been rewritten. If the great composers of the past had had the opportunity to write for band instruments of the kind we have today, a great many of them would have written for band, just as they did write for the orchestra. The orchestra, of course, with stringed instruments, could compensate and put the instrument in tune if it wasn't in tune in the first place. That was not possible on brass and woodwind instruments of the earlier day. It is possible today. And consequently, the modern symphonic band can do most everything the orchestra can do if it has equally good players.
Who are some of your favorite composers?
We have found that the Richard Wagner's compositions are especially usable by a band. Of course, he wrote for the orchestra because he's writing for the theater. But he featured the very things that we have the most of. And most Wagnerian compositions can be well played by a band because we have the very things that he specialized in, such things as trumpets and trombones and some of the brass instruments and some of the woodwind instruments. And so we think those are especially good. I've always been very fond of the compositions of Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky, of course, wrote at a later date. By the time he was writing, they had the BAME system clarinets and the BAME system flutes and other instruments which had a greater capacity and were better in tune, and he took advantage of that sort of thing. There are a great many other composers who have written music that is adaptable to band and plays well. The Holst suites in England were very good. The writings of course, John Philip Sousa were worldwide known. We think of Sousa as the march king, but he wrote many other things besides marches. He wrote two or three operettas. He wrote several suites. He wrote quite a variety of things. He's most famous for his marches, but he had a much wider range of composing than that would have been.